Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Cast of Creators podcast. Cast of Creators is a podcast about the business of content creation and the lives of creators behind successful blogs and brands. Each week, guests join the cast for a conversation about their lives, content creation, and business. You can find Cast of Creators at castofcreators.com. We are also supported by Focusrite's new Vocaster. It's the easiest way to bring studio-quality sound to your podcast. Vocaster features auto-gain to set levels quickly and easily, enhance to get your voice sounding its best in one click, and connections for your phone, camera, and so much more. You can learn more at focusrite.com. We are also supported by the Zen-ish Mommy Podcast. It's a place where moms can slow down, be authentic, and take time without guilt. Host Jessica Gershman understands what it's like to know that every time you walk into a room, someone needs something from you. As a mom of four, Zen is often the last place she ended up until she made a change. Listen to the Zen-ish Mommy Podcast on all platforms. If you're here listening to Feedback with Earbuds, you're probably a big podcast enthusiast, or you're looking to find more podcasts to listen to. Either way, you're probably a highly motivated podcast person, however you interpret that. Sidebar, if my assessment is totally off, please let me know. Okay, back to the big podcast lovers. Do you remember, what was the first podcast that made you say, holy hot damn, this is amazing, audio is amazing, and I need more of it in my ears right now? Maybe you said, wow, that was so good, I'm going to go for a longer walk next time so that I can listen more. Or maybe you thought, even though my house isn't dirty, I'm going to find something new to clean because cleaning is such a great activity for podcast listening. Yeah, these are some of the things that I thought when I first discovered podcasts and just wanted to keep listening all the time. This week's curator for Earbuds, her name is Emma Reynolds, and she is a big podcast listener. She's also a creator. She recently graduated from the Salt Institute of Audio Documentary Studies in Portland, Maine. She chose this week's theme, episodes to make you fall in love with podcasts, because these are some of the shows that make her want to clean more or go for a longer walk or really whatever it takes to get a little bit more listening time. These are also some of the shows that inspired her as a creator. We'll get to Emma's podcast picks in just a moment. We've got a voice clip straight from her where she'll tell us why she chose this week's theme and what she hopes we'll take away from these recommendations. After Emma's note, we'll bring you this week's spotlight pick, which is from Radiotopia Presents' latest series. It's called My Mother Made Me. We actually have a voice clip from one of the show's creators. After that, we'll share some podcast industry information for you, jobs, events, opportunities, and more. Then we will say goodbye for this week so that you can go hit play on some other podcasts. Here is Emma Reynolds.
I fell in love with podcasting very quickly. It took me by surprise, and I just decided to pursue it somewhat blindly. And I've come to look back on sort of my first few months as I tried to enter the audio field. And I'm sort of trying to piece together, you know, what were the little puzzle pieces that all added up to this sort of sudden certainty that this is what I wanted to do with my life. My name is Emma Reynolds, and I am an associate producer at Wondery. I'm also a freelance audio producer. I'm also a poet and a journalist and a teacher. I love stories. I love working with people, and I love listening to people's voices tell their own stories, which I think is what I felt in all of the episodes that I selected for this week's curation.
So without further ado, I will tell you about the episodes that Emma selected for this week at Earbuds. First up is the podcast The Shadows by Caitlin Prest, and the episode is called Sweater. Emma says, this is the first series that I listened to and thought, wow, this is unlike anything I've ever heard. It's a complicated love story featuring two puppeteers, a train ride, investigations into polyamory, and a mermaid costume. I'll leave it at that. Next up, the podcast is called Millennial, and the episode is called Nothing to Lose. Emma writes, once I decided to pursue podcasting, I started listening to Millennial, which captures Megan Tan's life as she enters the audio world. Very fitting. Next up, the podcast is called Still Processing, and the episode is called Best of the Archives, Whiteness in America. Emma writes, the friendship and honesty of the two hosts make their cultural critiques more approachable, as if reminding the audience, you too can question something, be angered by someone, or wonder why you love something. This reminded me not to avoid controversial topics, but to tread boldly toward them with curiosity. The next podcast that Emma chose is Anthropocene Reviewed, and the episode is called Capacity for Wonders and Sunsets. Emma writes, when I need a pep talk about the world, I turn to John Green's podcast. This episode reminds me of the poetry in everyday occurrences, such as reading an old book and watching the sun disappear behind the clouds. And the last episode that Emma chose for this week's theme comes from the podcast Life Sentence and is called Ocean. Emma writes, the acclaimed playwright Tabitha Mordeboy has shown me how to take a global problem and turn it into a performance. Part drama, part poem, and part soundscape. This podcast is a portrait of the climate crisis through characters. This episode focuses on Nep, the ocean, and her zesty niece, Coral. Those are the episodes that Emma chose for this week's theme at Earbuds Podcast Collective, episodes to make you fall in love with podcasts. Thank you to Emma for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. Her recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list, and you can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it is Spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks on a theme, we spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, you can have your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website and on the podcast right here. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a series from Radiotopia Presents. It's called My Mother Made Me. We've got Mark Pagan here to tell us about the show and why you should check it out. Hit the tape, Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark Pagan from Radiotopia Presents, and we're excited to have been selected as the spotlight pick for this week at Earbuds. I'm the producer of My Mother Made Me, which is a podcast written and hosted by New York Times bestselling author Jason Reynolds. And this isn't just Jason's show. Over the course of four episodes, he shares the stage with his mother, Isabel. My Mother Made Me is a podcast that explores how the young get older, the older get wiser, and the wiser sometimes find wonder again before whatever comes next. You can find My Mother Made Me by searching for Radiotopia Presents wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark, and the team behind My Mother Made Me for sending in that clip. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. Are you at Podcast Movement this week? If yes, let's say hey. If you're listening to this later, or you're not at Podcast Movement, or you're like, what the heck is Podcast Movement? Let me know so I can tell you about one of my favorite podcast conferences and why you should try to go next year. Have you created a trailer for your podcast? Has it since become a show, or is it stuck in the trailer phase? Either way, submit to the Trailer Park Podcast for a chance to be featured. I'm starting this new show with Tim Viegas. We've already gotten 30 submissions, so soon we'll start listening and writing some episodes, and we'd love to feature your trailer. You can learn more at trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. Again, that's trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. On the Earbuds blog, we just posted an article called Best Book Podcasts for Literary Fans and Hashtag Book Talk Lovers. It's curated by Beth Ann Patrick, host of the new show Missing Pages, which is all about scandals of the literary world. It's really good, and so is the list that she curated. You can find it at our website. That's it. Now go listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. And until next week, Happy listening.